When we go through hard times, especially when we're unable to remain balanced or meet the difficulty with mindfulness, our body contracts and we build up areas of tension and tightness and pain. These same areas in the body are often the place that we've carried the tension from the past, and the traumas and difficulties of times before can be reactivated in our hard times and double our difficulty. And yet at the same time, hard times and the reactivation of our body can begin to show us the places where we most deeply need release and healing. Attention to them can help us in the present and can help us release the past. The traumas of time before may be physical, from accidents or surgery, or even a difficult birth. They may be losses, the death of a family member, the loss of a home. They may be connected with any form of betrayal, abandonment, abuse, whatever we were unable to process and digest wisely at that time. And they leave tightness in the shoulders, holding in the gut, patterns of deep physical layers that carry the trauma within our bodies. On meditation retreats, very often, as people become quiet, these bodily patterns start to reveal themselves. One man in his 30s felt tremendous pain in his shoulders and thought he was meditating wrong. And then after careful attention, he began to relive the painful accidents as a high school football player where his shoulders were trampled upon by the heavy weight of another in the game. Another young man sat and began to weep uncontrollably and hold his stomach after a series of images of recent difficulties arose. The image of the last time he saw his mother after she had died and was being carried from the house into the ambulance came out of him, as did a wail of grief and tears. He didn't know he still carried this. In opening the knots, we begin to bring a kind attention to the places that our body most deeply holds the history of conflict and trauma. Not in order to get rid of them, not even so much to release them, as to bow to them, to know them, and to allow understanding and unfolding to come from them. The practice of mindfulness of the body is one of the deepest, most ancient forms of healing, carried in every great tradition. Modern neuroscience is now demonstrating and understanding the power of this attention to the body to bring healing and the ways it can transform us. In this practice, you will learn how to open the deepest knots of the body and how to allow the process of understanding, healing, and transformation to occur. In this practice, allow yourself to sit in a way that is comfortable and at ease. Let the eyes close gently and come back to feel the sense of your body seated on the earth, stable, centered, and attentive. Take a few deep breaths to continue to center yourself and release any obvious tension you are holding. Relax. Now it is time to bring a careful and kind attention to one of the places of holding of tension in your body. A knot, a place of tension, a place of pain. As you bring this kind attention to your body, remember that the goal is not to get rid of this experience, nor to quickly release it, but first to understand, to touch it with compassion and clarity, and allow it to unfold as it will. Reflect for a moment now on a place that you will choose. And bring your attention to the center of this area. If there is no obvious place, then let yourself also become aware of what you struggle with in your difficulty: loneliness, grief, loss, outrage. And take that emotion and ask yourself, if I were to locate the center of loneliness in my body, where would it be? If I were to locate the center of grief in my body, or outrage, or pain, where would it be? Bring your attention now to this place, and let the attention be wed with the quality of compassion. Mindfulness and compassion together that attends to what you experience as if you were holding a crying child. Hold the sensations and the feelings here with care and kindness. As you feel this place in your body, begin to notice carefully the physical qualities that are here at the center of this place of difficulty. Feel into it carefully using the traditional Buddhist elements, the earth element. Is this area hard or soft? Is this place rough or smooth? You can know. The air element. Does this place in your body vibrate, pulsate, or is it still? The fire element. If this knot in your body had a temperature, would it be warm or cool or neutral? If this place in your body had a color, what color would it be? You can see, you can know. Be aware of the space around this knot and the space of attention. So now you can feel if it is hard or soft, rough or smooth, warm, cool, vibrating or still. You can feel the depth of its color and how it floats there in the space of attention. And as you feel deeply, allow the key memories connected to this place to begin to show themselves. Don't censor or filter the memories. Let anything come. Sometimes the memory will be when I was 6 years old and fell off the swing. When I was 3 years old and my mother went into the hospital for a year. When I was 13 and these boys or girls did this. Sometimes the memory will be of a hospital, an accident. Sometimes the memories can be really old, going back to pre-verbal times, lying in the crib, being born, even being in the womb. You can know all these layers are held in the body and the mind. As the knots begin to open, the depths of these stories and the emotions carried there will unfold and reveal themselves. And if nothing comes, make up a little story, just a paragraph. Pick an age, when I was this many years old, this happened. And the story you tell will inevitably be connected to this knot. Don't worry about what is absolutely real and what is not. What is real anyway, what is real for now, is what is carried in the heart and the imagination and the body as we sit in this present moment. Let the key memories come and the images or the little story and feel the emotions that are with it, the fear or hurt, the shock or confusion, the tears or grief or rage. And hold all of these energies in a spacious attention and a field of compassion. Take your time, let them open. Let the story be told, who I am, how it was. And from the spacious attention, know that this is just a story. These are just feelings. These are the elements of sensations, the energy of life releasing themselves as you pay attention. Let them open as much as they will. If there are emotions, let yourself imagine them being expressed or released, tears or anger, fear, confusion, hurt. Let them all open. Let them fill your whole body and expand beyond, as if out into space. And as each of the feelings open in your body and the images and stories are given space, notice what happens. First, you may notice that you find more ease with them. You make your peace with the pain, the contraction, the fear, the hurt. And as they open more, you may also discover that they change or dissolve, that the fear becomes energy, perhaps just excitement holding its breath, or that allowing the fear brings you to a deeper sense of trust and it turns into its opposite, that the anger that comes becomes the hurt of not being able to connect. And as you allow the anger to open, there comes a deep and universal strength in you, a strength much bigger than the anger that connects you to the center of the earth. Let each of the waves of energy open, and the more they open, the more they will teach you. Take your time with these first layers. And now let yourself also know that there are yet deeper layers to this knot. Bring your attention back to this knot now. Notice how it has changed, and yet it is still there. And as you return to this place in your body, bring your attention to a yet deeper layer in this knot, for you'll discover it is comprised of many layers. And as you move closer to the center, again, bring the caring attention to the direct elements of experience. Closer to the center, the earth element, is it harder or softer or the same? Closer to the center, is it vibrating or still? Closer to the center, would it be rough or smooth? Closer to the center, would it be vibrating or still? Closer to the center, does it become warmer or hot or cooler or cold? And what is the color as you get closer to the center? Notice the space of attention that holds this all. And as you feel its hardness or softness, its rough or smoothness, its heat or cold, its vibrations, and depth of its color, again, let even older memories, the oldest key memories connected to this place, show themselves. Allow images to arise, pictures, any kind of memory, even a tendril, and tell a story, even without a memory. Make up a little story. Once when I was, and tell the paragraph of that story. And allow all the feelings and images with it to come too. Take your time. And as we did with the last layer, let each of the images, the sensations, the memories and emotions open one by one to fill the body, to fill the space of the room or the sky. Let them unfold. And as they open, feel them fully. The pain or tears, the loss or trauma, the anger or fear, whatever you find. And notice how the more they are allowed to open, the more they begin to transform. Fear into trust. Longing into presence. Confusion into knowing. And now you sit as a Buddha halfway between heaven and earth in this human incarnation and feel the vast stillness that surrounds you, the space of awareness that can touch these knots, that can feel the body and all that's carried within it, that can know the pains of the past and the memories and emotions, that can hear the stories that are told, and rest in a vast stillness that holds the fullness of your humanity with compassion and a peaceful heart. Notice the contrast from when, before you brought attention to this knot and tension in your body, to now, through this process of opening and unfolding. And let it be a gift to you, a way to learn and trust the unfolding and the release that is natural when we bring mindful attention and the spirit of compassion to all that we carry. Use this practice whenever you feel it would serve your body and heart and mind.